Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
I see technology is also giving us some bit of a challenge there. Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you, Brother Zama?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
We are doing great. And how are you doing over there?
We are doing well, man. It's a holiday in SA, so roads are quiet, and it's quiet literally everywhere. So it's a fantastic, just a relaxed, cool day. I hope yours is good.
Yeah, it is good. It's a holiday for what?
It's a day of reconciliation.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah, it's a day of reconciliation. It's a fantastic one. Now, Pastor, we're talking about, reconciling, since it's a reconciliation day here in SA, reconciling science and faith. And the question is, are they compatible? You know, statistics indicate that scientists are the 3 times less likely to attend weekly religious services than non-scientists. And less than 10% of American scientists believe in a personal God, to atheist Richard Dawkins. These stats prove that the more intelligent, rational, and scientifically minded the person is, the less they would be able to believe in God, Yahweh. Now, what are your thoughts on that statement? Does science favor unbelief?
It doesn't. In the first place, actually, it should be the contrary. And no wonder, when you go into history, you'll find that actually the early Christians were serious scientists. Mm-hmm. People like Isaac Newton, who was a serious student of Daniel.
Yeah.
Albert Einstein, they were scientists, and at the same time, they were Christians who studied the Bible. The only scientists who have got challenges with the Bible is those who don't study the Bible. When you study the Bible, if you talk about science, you find the same science in the Bible that talk about. But the challenge that we have in most cases is that we don't study that Bible. We don't have that in-depth study of the Bible. Let's talk about Job 26, verse 7. He hangs the earth of nothing. That is a scientific fact. It's not a spiritual fact.
Yeah,
it's a scientific fact.
Mm-hmm, That's very true.
He sits above the sake of the earth. That is Isaiah 40, verse 22.
Mm.
That the Bible says that the earth is round before human beings found out.
Mm-hmm.
That is a scientific fact. It's not a spiritual fact. So, and we are talking about, this is deep science. To establish the weight of the wind, that is Job 28, verse 25. God said that the air has got weight long before scientists said that, we talked about it. So, in actual sense, is someone who really studied science. Science cannot be separated from the Bible.
Mm.
Because the Bible is actually ahead of the scientists. What the scientists are finding out today is what the Bible wrote a long time ago. But those who don't study the Bible are the ones who have got challenges. But when you look at what it says it all. Mm. Let me also mention this, Brother Zama.
Yeah.
In Colossians 1, verse 17, it says, in whom all things consist. And that word consist there in the Greek means adhere. Held together.
Mm.
Now, this is not a simple statement, because it answers the most worrisome question about the atom.
Yeah,
that you find in nuclear physics. What makes the atom not to fly apart? That is a serious question that no physicist has answered up to now.
True.
What makes this atom not to fly apart? But the Bible says in Christ all these things hold together. That is a scientific fact.
Yeah. I love that you're saying that, and as far as religion or Christianity is concerned, it has always over centuries, already spoken about science, because the very existence of this world is a scientific issue. Now, we've seen that there's a tussle between those who are Christians and those who are scientists, but the others reject the other vis-a-vis. Now, must Christians reject science, or at least be skeptical about it? I mean, science tells us that we came from, monkeys, for instance. Science tells us that the world has become a big bang. That's science. So should Christian reject science outright?
No. In the first place, like I said, science and what the Bible says go together.
Mm.
So a true Christian will not reject science. They will just reject science, which is force.
Mm.
When we talk about evolution,
mm.
evolution goes against the rules of science.
Ah, okay.
It goes against the rules of science that when they talk about the Big Bang, the evolution is stuck when you say, who started it?
Mm.
Because in science, something must be started by something. So evolution, when you follow evolution, it's not scientific, you get stuck.
Mm.
So in actual fact, Christians are not supposed to reject science, and
yes.
they are not supposed to be skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the challenge that we find in most cases is that we don't study the Bible in detail. I take a lot of time to study the Bible. I was just looking at Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Now, there is something very interesting in this that in most cases is missed out. In Luke chapter 22, verse 44, it says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood mm-hmm. falling to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is that this last part, that his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground, you only find this in Luke. All the other gospel writers, they talk about Gethsemane, but they don't mention this. Why would Luke write this? Because he was a doctor.
Mm.
That issue of blood falling, the sweat looking like blood, that is a scientific fact. It's not a spiritual fact. That condition is called the hematohidrosis, which is a rare condition in which a human being sweats blood. What happens there? Or what happened to Christ? What causes that is capillary blood vessels that feed the sweat glands rupture.
Mm.
And when they rupture, this causes them to release blood. And this occurs under conditions of extreme physical and emotional stress.
Mm.
Was Christ going under extreme or emotional stress? What do the other writers say? He was sorrowful and deeply distressed. He was troubled and deeply distressed, exceeding sorrow. So this is a scientific fact.
Yeah.
So which science would someone say collides or that contradicts the Bible? It doesn't, unless it forces science.
Mm. Unless it is forced science, indeed. Well, Pastor, now we are told that towards the end of time, knowledge will increase. That's what the Bible records and prophesies. Does that come with a certain level of self-reliance that is in contradiction with the Christian teaching of relying on God?
No, it doesn't. Actually, when we talk about knowledge increasing, in the first place, when Daniel mentioned that, there are two parts. There's the knowledge about the book of Daniel, and also this general knowledge that we talk about.
Mm.
What knowledge can we talk about today? God says that you are not supposed to eat pork. And the reason is not given there. He just tells, don't eat this. But today, science is telling us the diseases that are associated with eating this food.
Yeah.
Is that not science increasing? It is. The Bible laid the facts bare there. But now today we are having the same thing that we are mentioning in the Bible. What did God tell the children of Israel when they were coming, when they were in the wilderness? The children, you find this in Deuteronomy 23, verse 12 and 13.
Mm.
Cover body waste with dirt. Cover body waste with dirt. That is a law of hygiene. Today we talk about these diarrhea diseases and cholera that we are finding out today. Why? Because of that rule that is neglected. So science is helping us to understand actually what the Bible wrote.
Yeah.
Like I said, true science will always take you back to the Bible.
Mm.
When you look at the digestion system, you look at the circulatory system, and then you say, this just came on its own. Even a child can laugh at you. No, it doesn't. The only logical thing is that the Bible and science go together. I have told people that I cannot be an atheist for one reason. I don't have enough faith. Because to be an atheist, not to believe what the Bible says, you need more faith.
Yeah.
And I don't have the faith to be an atheist to write a book of 2,000 pages that God does not exist. No, you need a lot of faith not to believe.
Yeah. Now, we see that from time to time, scientists will ridicule Christians for what they call an uninformed or careless faith, as it were, that things have got to be proven beyond reasonable doubt, and that science proves things beyond reasonable doubt. Do they have a point there?
They don't. Science does not prove all things. Mm. What is the color of air? What is the color of air?
Yeah.
How can you know that there is air apart from seeing what it does? Science does not tell us.
Mm.
So even in science, you need faith.
Yeah.
Even in mathematics, you need faith.
Mm-hmm.
When they say pi r is 22 over 7, that is you need faith. Mm. Who has proved it? No one. So even in science, you need faith. So even the other side, when you talk about in Christianity, you need faith. But even when you have that faith, God still demonstrates that you don't just believe blindly. He demonstrates his power.
Mm.
He shows it.
Yeah, I think that's quite powerful. Now, your word as we close off to the believers. How should we then interact with scientists? Is it advisable to really be on continuous, endless tussles with the scientists, or we should just let them be and believe what they want?
No. What we need as Christians, the question that scientists are asking are genuine.
Mm.
That we have to prove. And the proof is there, like we have read here. You talk about the rain cycle. I was sharing on my Facebook team there. What the Bible talks about, the whole water cycle, water poured from the earth, it forms the clouds. It's there in the Bible. But as Christians, are we bringing out these things? As Christians, we're not having in-depth study of the Bible. And as a result, when a scientist says this, we say no. If a scientist, for example, I will say this as we close. These two men are there. And the other one says, no, I don't believe you prove that God is there. Say, okay, how do I prove? Then the following day, they find that there are footprints. Then the other says, no, actually, there's a camion that passed by here. Says, but how do you know? How do you prove? Says, I've seen the footprints. Then the other person also, the Christian, says, no, even me, the skies are the footprints of God. Those stars, they are his footprints. You have not seen him. You have not seen the camion, but you have just seen the footprints.
Mm.
And you believe that it is there. So even as Christians, what I can encourage all Christians, including you, my brother Zama, our listeners, let us take time to study the Bible in detail, in depth study of the Bible. And not only the Bible, also studying science. Like this is one or two things that we have mentioned here. Nuclear physics. I take time to study nuclear physics because that's what I find in Colossians. I take time to study these medical terms, like this one we have talked on. Hematohydrosis is found in Luke and is also found in medicine.
Mm.
So true science and the Bible will never be in contradiction.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. Well, my pastor, Pastor Munga, thank you so much, man, for joining us. It's not a very straightforward, easy subject, but you made it look so easy and very easy to navigate. And I do want to thank you so much for that. I wish you the rest of the afternoon a very pleasant one.
You are most welcome, my brother. We are just starting our session today for our conference. It's a pleasure. Wow. Enjoy the holiday.
Man, all the best with the session, eh?
Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.